You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Folks are not going to like it. You know, people who say that they hate slavery will hate us saving people out of slavery. They're already doing it. Hallelujah. Like, what? How does that work? It just works in, you know, in their theater of drama. People who don't like the truth, what they do is they compensate truth for drama.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Blessing and peace on you. I'm in here in the studio. And guys, this is a Friday. For those of y'all that are listening on the radio all over the world, hello, all my friends. I call you blessed. And everybody that's up in Ohio, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I also want to say a great big hello to all my friends in Central Florida and Western Florida and say what a great blessing it was to be with you this week. I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. And looking forward to coming back into your neck of the woods. Here it is on a Friday that we're airing this. I'm actually at the time that this is being aired, I'm actually on an airplane coming back. Don't forget to pray for my plane trip right now. I call me blessed in Jesus' name. I declare Psalms 91 over me. And also to all my friends that are down in the San Antonio area, I will be in your neck of the woods next week. Yeah, March 6th, I always go to the Alamo, which is March 6th is the 178th anniversary of the fall of the Alamo, and I'm there every year on that day with a big team of guys talking about, hey, you can lose the battle and still win the war. And I go down there and preach that every day, every year on the fall of the Alamo. Fun stuff. Well, if you're wondering why, you know, hey, where's the dude that preaches? Who is this cat? Well, this is me. It's actually me, and I'm not preaching here. I'm actually in the studio because this is a podcast, and you can listen to this podcast. We always air our podcasts on Friday, and you can listen to many others, including this one, at troybrewer.com. Well, in 2 weeks in a row, I have Brother Ted Van Landegum in here with me. How are you, my brother?
Great, great. It's an honor to be here.
How was your last week since the last time we were here?
It's been amazing the whole time.
Great. I praise God for that. That's amazing. So here we are. And last week we talked about the importance of standing with Israel. You are with Maoz Israel.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, guys, you can find that maozisrael.org. And if you're not yet standing with Israel, you need to. And I can vouch for these guys because I stand with these guys and they're a joy to partner with.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
No, that's good. So, but today we're not going to be talking about standing with Israel. We probably will get back to it because we can't help it. It's just part of our DNA. we're actually talking about time.
Yeah.
Now, I want to just tell you here, this last month at Open Door Church, I preached an entire sermon series every Sunday called Timelines, and it was on the importance of bringing redemption into time frames. Yeah. And I want to just tell everybody that's listening right now, if you're driving down the road and if you're listening to me, I want to just tell you this. I give you permission to be weird right now. Permission granted to be weird. Now, what I'm hoping is that you will return that back to me and say, okay, Troy, I give you permission to be weird because I'm going to get out of the norm and we're going to be discussing time. We're going to be talking about time frames and we're going to be talking about bringing Jesus into past, present, and future of every timeline.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready to do this, Ted?
Let's go. Let's do
are you
this.
Scared?
Nope.
I'm scared.
I'm excited.
All right, me too. Okay, so when I was a young man, I used to play in bands that played in bars, and I was playing down in Austin, Texas on 6th Street, world famous 6th Street in Austin, Texas. I was playing at a place called the Liberty Lunch. It was probably 1987, 1988, something like that. And I looked up behind the bar, and it said behind the bar, it said, "Time is God's way of keeping everything from happening at once." Mm. And I was up there rocking and rolling and playing my music and thinking about that. Uh-huh. And even though I wasn't walking with the Lord then, later on when I started walking with the Lord, I never forgot about that. Time is God's way of keeping everything from happening at once. And a thought came to my mind was this. Why doesn't God want everything to happen at once? Hmm. What is that all about? And that began me on a journey.
And I got saved in May of 1986 is actually when I got saved. And that's been 30 years ago. It's actually been 30, it's coming up on 31 years now. And I've had this ongoing dialogue now for almost 31 years between me and the Lord about time and time frames and the importance of letting God come into your time frames because he's not subject to time.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I like to tell everybody is I like to tell everybody the first and foremost, whenever I'm talking about time, I'm talking about something created. Mm-hmm. And time is absolutely created. God is not subject to time. God is eternal. Mm-hmm. And when God created time, he created it for a purpose. And it turns out to be for the purposes of redemption.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's my thought on it, too, is that time came into being for the purpose of redemption, you know. And one of the things about time is if we didn't have time, you know, we would be locked into an eternal state.
Yes.
You know, without God, without redemption. And so time serves a purpose to restore us to a right relationship with God so that we can go back into that eternal state and be in a right state with God for eternity.
Okay. How I know that to be true is because Adam was not subject to time until he sinned. Now, absolutely. The verse that I know that by, the Word of God says that God told him, the day that you eat of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, in the day, mm-hmm. you shall surely die. Mm-hmm. Now, in other words, the clock started for him, and he lived to be, I think, 960-something years old, and I'm sorry that I don't know the date, but he lived to be well over 900 years old, yeah. And a day is to the Lord is 1,000 years.
Absolutely.
So he didn't die within a 24 hours of sinning. He died within a 1,000-year time frame, which is also a reference to a day,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So the day started for him. The clock started for him the moment he entered into sin. He entered into sin, Ted, and a trapdoor fell out from under him called time, and he fell into it. Now God could do a redemptive work because time is the only place you can put something behind you.
Absolutely. And so, and even looking at that example of Adam, you know, he dies within that first day, and, you know, people will use that to criticize, well, no, he lived to be, you know, almost 1,000 years old. Well, but that's a reference to that millennial as a day. And it's really a reference to the prophetic redemptive plan of God. And that's why when you look at when Jesus comes back, he has a millennial reign. Why is it 1,000 years?
Because
it's a Sabbath.
That's
right. It's a Sabbath reign. You know, and so if you go from the beginning of Genesis, you know, we're nearing the completion of 6 days.
That's right.
And we're coming into that seventh, that millennial reign.
Okay. Listen, we're going to take a short break. And whenever we come back, let's talk about the 7 days and how we're about to enter into the seventh day. Here we go.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right. Well, doing a little bit of picking and grinning here in the studio here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. You can find us at opendoorexperience.com and at troybrewer.com. I'm in here talking with Ted Van Landegum, who has a 50-pound head. He's one of the smartest people I know. We're in here talking about our myopic view of time. Now, here's the deal. I just got through preaching this, and I actually put 7 chairs across the stage, and I said there is roughly, and when it comes to a biblical timeline, mm-hmm. there is roughly 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years from Abraham unto Christ, roughly 2,000 years from Christ until now, and that's the end of the 6th chair, and then I put a gap between the 6th and the 7th chair, and then I said, and this represents the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back. Soon.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about sooner than you think, soon.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ is coming back. And that, by the way, I want to tell you, my friends, all of my friends of every denomination and every non-denomination that is listening to this across the world, our belief and our hope in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is not some pie in the sky kind of thing that's, well, you know, whatever. We don't got to believe in that. No, you need to believe in that. This is called the blessed hope. Mm-hmm. And listen, we are looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is coming back soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years from Abraham to Christ, and then 1,000 years before Jesus is King David. Some people think that it was actually 1,000 years to the minute, to the moment, when David was dancing before the Lord, entering into the eastern gate mm-hmm. with the presence of the Lord, that it was 1,000 years to the actual moment that King Jesus entered into the eastern gate. And everybody said, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Yeah, and I would agree with that.
I
can't say I can give definitive proof, but I believe and I agree with that.
I do too.
Because God works that precisely. And, you know, and this understanding of time from a biblical Hebraic perspective, really from God's perspective, is really key to understanding where we are in the prophetic plan of God, this great restoration we're in. And, you know, and there's these things that help us discern where we are on the clock, you know, and these are God's prophetic appointments, and they line up with these seven millennias on God's timeline that he's created for the redemption of all things. And really when Israel was split after King Solomon, one of the things that the king of the 10 northern tribes did was he changed the times and the seasons.
Come on.
And that was great judgment came upon them because of that. And why? Was it just because of it was holidays and celebration? No, because it deals with the restoration of all things and understanding redemption of time.
Alignment for assignment.
Absolutely.
So they were, whenever they were out of time, they were out of alignment. And there's a curse that goes with that.
Absolutely.
And the curse is in Deuteronomy 28. He says in Deuteronomy 28, it says, if you get out of line, mm-hmm. he says this, when it is morning, you'll say, I wish it was evening. And when it is evening, you'll say, I wish it was morning. And that's talking about being out of sync and being out of timing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm into all that. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. I live in big time Glen Rose, Texas.
Yes,
all right, now I'm a resident. I've lived in Joshua my whole life. I recently bought a place out in Glen Rose, and I found this awesome dinosaur track. Now, Glen Rose is world famous for Primo Barbecue and for dinosaur tracks. Now, I found this awesome dinosaur track, and it's incredible. I mean, it's just, oh, gosh, it's one of the coolest things ever. You know, I'm a boy, and I love dinosaurs. And it's a theropod, and it's called an Acrocanthosaurus, and it's just really cool. And I'm into science. I'm into all that.
Yeah.
Well, people that are into science will tell you, hey, man, this thing had to happen 65 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The biblical timeline only gives our timeline from the end of the 7,000-year period up until the moment that Adam sinned.
Yep.
And the timeline before that is not recorded. Now, it does say in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, which in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that's literally in the beginning, there's time and then there's distance. I'm sorry, there's time and then there's matter. And one of the things I say all the time is that time and distance and matter and death and sin mm-hmm. are all in continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you get rid of sin and death, there's no more distance between you and I.
Absolutely.
So I can be 100% with God and be 10 billion miles away from God all at the same time. And that's the promise that God says to him that overcomes, I will make you a pillar in my Father's house and you should go no more out. You will consistently and constantly stand in my presence.
Absolutely.
Once we don't have to deal with time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just tell you this, you know, I don't, there's a whole lot smarter people than me that will argue this theory or that theory about how all that works before, mm-hmm. you know, before the fall and how does this work and how all that work. And what I know is this, there are kingdom-based theories and there are non-kingdom-based theories. I will not lend my head to any non-kingdom-based theory.
Absolutely.
There's no room in my thinking for some place where the throne of Jesus Christ does not exist.
Yeah.
But with that said, to me, it's kind of fun to look into all that kind of stuff. It doesn't offend me at all. I'm just like, oh, whatever. Yeah. I say some weirdo things like this. How do you know that God didn't create us all yesterday and just give us a memory? You're like, okay, you obviously smoke marijuana. No, I don't.
I've been a good boy for a long time. I'm just saying, whatever theory you have is a theory. One of my favorite pre-Adamic fall theories, and we all know about the gap theory and all that kind of stuff. And again, I'm not going to draw a line in any of that and say, I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to argue with people, number one, because they're smarter than me, and they'll chew me up and spit me out. And I don't like that. Yeah. But I also say this too. I think that God created things with history attached. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that whenever a tree was 5 minutes old, you could have cut it down, and I think it would have had history rings in it showing us when there were droughts, when there was not a drought. Mm-hmm. I think, the Bible says that God stood Adam in the garden, meaning he was a grown man. He stood up, and he had the history as if he had learned how to walk, as if he learned how to talk. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do think Adam had a belly button.
Yes.
There it is. My mind is blown. Well, listen, guys, we only have about 10 seconds left before the next break. This is fun stuff. Guys, you're listening to Troy Brewer from TroyBrewer.com and Ted Van Landegum from MyOwsIsrael.org. I'll be right back with you.
Are you interested in having more access to Pastor Troy's content? Do you ever wish you could watch his conferences again? Are you someone who loves exclusive content? Well, TroyBrewer.tv is exactly that. At TroyBrewer.tv, you can see all of Pastor Troy's exclusive content, podcasts, conferences, and so much more. Be sure to drop by and see everything TroyBrewer.tv has to offer you.
Okay, everybody. Well, blessings of peace on you. We're back. Thanks so much for staying tuned today. Listen, we're doing a different kind of show here today. That's it's a podcast, and all of our podcasts are I actually look a lot better on radio, so I encourage you to see me here. That's one of the things I say to all the first-time visitors at church every Sunday. They'll be like, "You're that dude?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then there's like this horrible look of disappointment on their face. I'm like, "I know." It's like awkward.
That's hysterical.
Well, yeah, it is funny. But what's real is, dude, I just, sometimes I lie and I tell people on the radio that I'm, 6'7" and I'm chiseled and, I need to stop that. This is what I need to do. I look a lot more like Danny DeVito than I do anything else. But anyway, guys, man, I want to welcome you back here. And this is a podcast. You can listen to it on TroyBrewer.com. And we're in here. We're talking about time. And now what's real is no matter what your theory is before the pre-Adamic fall and whatever your theory is on all these things, one of the things that you need to know is this: God Almighty is not subject to time.
Amen.
And he's not. And he is eternal. And what's real is, instead of looking at the seven chairs that are out on the front there, and I've got these out on the podium, I have seven chairs and there they are. We could also look at that, even though that this is a linear view, and you'll have to forgive me for that. I know that you're Jewish, right?
Yep.
And my Jewish brothers do not like to look at time in linear form. They like to look at it in cyclical ways.
Yep.
And by the way, that's prophetic. Anytime anything is prophetic, it always comes in circles.
Yeah.
You know that the Bible says that Jesus taught in circuits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when he was teaching in circuits, he was teaching prophetically. Mm-hmm. All the prophets and the judges, they had circuits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right on. So when something is a really good example of that, of bringing redemption into both kinds of time frames, which are prophetic and non-prophetic. So what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about walk circumspectively, not as fools, redeeming the times because the days are evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for us to move forward with a circumspect view, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm making circular motions with my hand right now for all of you guys that can't see it. And then also, too, so to progress forward with an awareness of your timing with God, mm-hmm. right? Not as fools. What are fools? Fools. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. So that means with a constant awareness of what God is doing, who God is to you, what permissions God has given you, where God is at, all those kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not as fools, but redeeming the time because the days are evil. And the word evil actually means, I would say, dangerous. It means threatening.
Absolutely. Well, when you think about time that way, too, it's easier to discern where you are in time. Like when I was in the military, we would always have to do a mile and a half run as a part of our physical fitness test. And I always hated when we did, a straight path versus running on a circular track. Because when you're on that circular track, you got an idea of where you are, if you're in pace. And if you need to pick up the pace in order to make it to the finish line, when you need to make it to the finish line.
Good.
And, you know, Ezekiel, when he talks about the wheels within wheels, you know, the Hebrew minds, it's you're thinking time.
Yes.
And I like to explain time to my kids. Like when we talk about Revelation 21:5, behold, he makes all things new. You know, everything in the world we live in, you know, the planets, you know, in a you know, they orbit. They're not on a linear path.
That's correct.
They're in an orbit around the sun. And in time, you know, the year is measured on how the earth goes around the sun. And
there you go.
And God's prophetic appointments, his Moedim, are these appointments that renew constantly. You know, you're walking through these year after year. But we don't think of it as, you know, like beginning a typewriter, you know, column one, you know, you go from one end of the column to the end. That's the end of the year. We think of it as a circle. But I explain it to my kids kind of like the coils of a spring. You know, you're constantly going around in the renewal of all things.
Excellent.
So.
No, I love that. No, yeah. I mean, and you know I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my point is this, okay? Whether you view time as, you know, Gentiles do, linear, or if you view it supernaturally as Jews do, which is circular, what's real is God is not trapped inside that time frame.
Absolutely.
At all. And so he's created it. And here's what's real is you have to understand that God created time for his redemptive purposes. Mm-hmm. That means that God can jump in the time frame anywhere he wants to and touch anything anywhere he wants to. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. I'm just going to tell you, the first time I had this weirdo revelation that I'm about to spill out there, I had a good friend of mine that died, and I was heartbroken, and I hated that he died alone, and I was just devastated over his death. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, I should pray and ask God to be with him the last few minutes of his life. Mm-hmm. I just had this thought. And before I talked myself out of it, I just said, Lord, I want to lift up my buddy Scotty McKay, and I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the last minute of his life would be his greatest minute. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that he would know mm-hmm. your presence and not be afraid of a single thing and know that as he's entering into eternity, that this is awesome. And I prayed that. And then I felt this incredible peace, this grief that I had just instantly went away. And I suddenly had a revelation and I thought this, get ready, guys, because here it is. I believe with all my heart that in my time frame, I can actually spot places in my past and ask Jesus to step into those places, apply the blood of Jesus into those places in my past, and it changes my right now.
Yeah. Well, God's not bound by time and eternity or time is because he lives in eternity, rather.
That's right.
And so he's not bound by time like we are. And, you know, we were going through this thing this year of a deliverance where, you know, my wife and I were going through basically an inventory of our whole life that we could remember from our earliest day to our present day. And as we're going through this, you know, the people who were leading us through this process, looking at things that touched our lives from, you know, our parents and our, you know, grandparents, and going back and applying the blood to those things, you know, that were trauma points in our family line. And one of the things we began to discover is as we did that, all of a sudden, you know, things were shifting in our right now, you know, with our own family line, with our kids. And you know, it's kind of heady. It's kind of a big concept to kind of grasp. But, you know, I believe that, you know, as believers, as we go back and we ask the Lord to touch our past, that it can affect our future and our right now. And it's like when we do Passover, you know, the Jewish sages said, you know, when you do Passover, it's as if you were experiencing the Exodus yourself every year when we do it. And I thought when I first, you know, heard that, I thought, man, that's kind of a strange concept. But they really embrace it as if they're walking out of Egypt themselves, the first generation to.
I'll give you another example of that. Jesus said, if you feed the least of these nows, he counts it as if you fed the least. It counts it as if you fed him,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So what he's saying is this, okay, like I can't go back through time and crawl beside Jesus and clothe him when he was naked mm-hmm. and put something on his open wounds. I can't feed him when he was hungry. I can't vouch for him when nobody else would, but I can do that for the least of these now. Mm-hmm. And he actually counts it as if I stood there with him and I did that unto him.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another example of that. Listen, we have less than a minute, and what I want to do, Ted, is I want to pray over every single person that's listening,
mm-hmm.
right? And I want to pray over all them, and
And I just want to pray. Father God, sir, I lift up every single person, God, that's listening right now. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, sir. Sir, we apply the blood of the Lamb to our future, to our present right now, into every single part of our past in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, King Jesus, to step into every traumatic event, every single non-kingdom area, and we declare the blood of Jesus into that place right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, there's my music. And boom. Well, you know what, my friends? I want to tell you, this kind of stuff has been setting people free. And I've got so many testimonies of people's right now being changed because they invited Jesus into their past. And listen, God is not subject to time. And you can, I promise you, you can trust Him for your future. And you can also trust Him for the most shameful places of your past. Jesus, if you will make Jesus welcome in those places, everything will change right now. Well, my friends, that's all the time that I have for today. And I want to encourage you, man. I want to encourage you to go to our website. Our website is called opendoorexperience.com. And it's a church right here in Burleson, Texas, in North Central Texas. And every single Sunday, there are hundreds of first-time visitors here. And it's such a great joy. I would love to meet you face-to-face. Come out here. I double dog dare you to come out here to Open Door Church either this coming Sunday, either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And if you can't make it in person, you can make it online. Simply go to opendoorexperience.com and go to our live webcast. Literally, people all over the world. I mean, every major continent on the United States, every major continent in the world outside of the United States, there are people watching every single service. I encourage you guys to take advantage of that. Hey, come out and join us this coming Sunday. And hey, while you're on the web, go to troybrewer.com. While you're at troybrewer.com, be sure and sign up for my free daily devotional. It's easy. All you got to do is put your name in there and your mailing address, and then boom, you know what? We'll send it to you. And it's a daily devotional that has a prophetic directive for your life, tons of scripture. It has a writing from one of my books. All of my materials are also at troybrewer.com. And if you're interested in supporting this ministry and helping me save little girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world, you can go to troybrewer.com or to answerinternational.org. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you. This is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in big time Burleson, Texas, lifelong Johnson County resident. And you know, at this time of year, we all start looking at our purpose. We all start looking at, hey, we might need to reset our dials. We might need to make sure that we're more like a laser beam than we are like a shotgun. And I want to just invite you and yours to come out and join us here at Open Door Church. Open Door Church is growing. We're thriving. You know, we have the Open Door Food Bank that feeds over 45,000 people a year. We have 7 different orphanages throughout the world. We have a national radio broadcast. But more than that, we have a tribe and a community of beautifully flawed people who are just madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out and join us this coming Sunday. Bring your family. Bring your issues, bring your expectation, and prepare to leave change. For more information, go to opendoorexperience.com.